You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's going on? Who is this? It's blocked on my...
Oh, it's Sean.
Oh, Sean, what's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's going on?
Oh, just call... You know, I'm calling. I just... This... You know, I, the this... The stuff just, with Trump getting arrested is crazy. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, yeah, it is crazy. It is. It's history. Big history, right? It feels very, very big.
We never thought it would happen, did we?
No, we sure didn't. Is it? So you're just kind of calling to chat. You're just kind of calling to shoot the shit.
Is that good?
I love it. To be honest, I love it. I didn't know we had this kind of relationship. I love it.
Oh, great. Yeah. I don't want this to belay any sort of like change in the relationship. I just thought we did have it. You know what I mean? I feel
I haven't talked to you on the phone in a chatting way in so long. The only time we talk is, you know, what's going on with the kids' ball game? You know what I mean? What's up with that umpire? You know,
it's true. These damn clowns, by the way, these umpires.
You were down there this Saturday.
Oh my god, yeah. This guy, are you talking about Angels Braves?
Yeah, Angels Braves, 11, 12 year olds.
Oh my god, this guy. And I don't know if your wife has been saying this, but you know how our sons are 14 now, 13, and we're still going to these 11, 12 games. You know, you gotta stay on these umps because some of the parents won't.
Yes, and it's like these kids are going to be raised thinking the strike zone is gigantic. It's freaking gigantic. They're going to think that being blind as a bat as an umpire is okay.
And it's unacceptable.
It's not okay.
It's not, and I don't know, like this, I mean, I'm just making a connection now, but this Trump stuff kind of had me thinking, I wonder if we could get some of these umpires on some technicalities, you know, some fraud or some hush money payments or some tax stuff, because they can't go on like this. It's unacceptable.
I agree. That's really good. Do you think any of these umps ever ever propositioned a porn star or something? I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. These guys are disgusting.
They are absolutely disgusting. And the thing is, look, we've all been at, you know, an AVN expo or something like that and proposition someone. So I don't want to hold that against them.
We've all been there, but I'm talking regularity. I'm talking hush money. I'm talking crime. Yeah, that's the thing. Trump is not gross. We're not shaming him for being gross. It's the hush money. You can't hush people.
Because you look at Stormy Daniels and you go, that is an adult's dream of a woman. Not a little boy's dream of a woman.
Absolutely.
A solidly 2 feet on the ground adult man's
dream. It's not that weird what happened. It's not that totally, absolutely weird what happened.
I remember 5 months after my son was born, I wished I could have been having sex with like a little boy's dream of what a woman looked like.
Yeah,
I don't want to be at home with the wife and the kid.
Yes, yes.
So I get what the guy's doing. It's the hush money that bothers me. And that's where I'm trying to get these umpires.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, you know, everyone, they're trying their best. I get it. Ump is a tough place to be. You're the one making the call. You know, the call is on you. And the umps are chumps just like Trump's a chump. Absolutely. But... But, you know, I got a little bit of sympathy for them. They're trying their best, and, you know, I don't know. I don't want to bring everything back to Little League Baseball. It is a problem area for me. My wife and I have been in couples therapy for 18 years because I'm obsessed with Little League Baseball. I'm obsessed with the Little League World Series. I'm obsessed with the Little League exhibition games. I never made it. and I'm stuck. You know, I'm stuck there, and I don't want to be, but I am sometimes, and so I'm sorry for bringing it there.
No, you did not do anything wrong. It's at the forefront of my mind for sure, because I, you know, we're not the same exact story. I made it, but I struck out when the lights were the brightest, and you know, the local World Series, and three guys on base, down by one. All I had to do was get on, zero outs.
Yep, I've heard it. I remember. Yeah,
I hit into a triple play.
Yeah,
you know, and
I've
always tried to kind of make sure that other kids don't experience what I experienced. Now, let me ask.
Well, they're rare. Not a lot of kids are going to get into a triple play, especially not in such a big opportunity. You know, if you have that big of an opportunity, you should really. Never mind. Yeah, but you should cherish it. You should cherish it. I would have cherished it, you know, but I'm happy you made it, and I am sorry the way it went.
Well, especially a triple play that was because I knocked the crap out of that ball.
Yeah.
But then I ran the wrong way. Yeah. Bumped into my teammate, knocked him
down. You were mad that one of your teammates was going to score before you, so you held him back, which is what caused both of you to get out at the plate.
Slid booty first into home to try to beat the out, and
yeah, you tried to call it a thicky Henderson. Which, you know, it was fine. You were pulling a thicky Henderson, and it just didn't work, and you got it into a triple play. You thickied into a triple.
Now let me ask you about this, because there's a couples therapy for 18 years. I think this might be an interesting direction for me and my wife to go down right now, because we're having disagreements for sure.
I'll tell you, the first 16 years were a nightmare.
Yeah.
They were a nightmare. Wow. I did not want to hear it. You know, I didn't want to hear it. And I was in there, and that's what I was saying. I was like, hey, listen, Linda, I don't want to hear it. You know, I work hard. I go to work and I come home from work. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I can't hear it. I can't consider my mistakes is what I found at the end of 16. The first 16 were really hard and essentially a waste, but they did get me to the last two, where I actually started thinking, I actually started seeing my part in things, and now I want to hear it, which I'm proud of.
I'm fascinated about that, because when we found out you were going to therapy, and then we found out 12 years, and then 13 years, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah, I was kicked out of the friend group for a long time.
Well, it just seemed a little weak. You know what I mean? And
I hear
you. Also, I wouldn't say this to my wife. Well, I wouldn't. I have, but I shouldn't. Is that how could a guy like you, top salesman at Hyundai of the foothills, 3 years in a row, be bad in his marriage, right?
Well, and, you know, just Hyundai lawnmowers. You know what I mean? Hyundai lawnmowers. It's not. I have had to humble myself. I always say Hyundai like it's the nice cars and everything, but it's Hyundai lawnmowers, and that is what it is. That's
are you fucking kidding me with that?
That's the
talk.
Truth.
I know that we think that way. It's harder to sell a Hyundai lawnmower than it is to sell a Hyundai car. You should be proud. You should sing that from the rooftops.
Steve, thank you. And, thank you, Steve.
And I don't like what either this therapist or your kids or your wife or your peers are doing to you to make you think that you're less than for selling Hyundai lawnmowers instead of Hyundai cars.
You're right. You're right. I'm an amazing salesman. I'm an amazing salesman, and I deserve the props.
I mean, how do you and I know each other? We yell at umpires, and you sold me a Hyundai lawnmower when I came in for a pair of shears. I was just trying to shear some bushes. And you sold me on a Hyundai lawnmower in a way that I said, that guy's got to become a good friend of mine.
Well, and I upsold you. I got you on the LES model. You know, it's got leather exterior. It's got, you know, full gas, no electric. It's got air conditioning. You know, it's got cup holders, the whole nine. And I know it was more expensive, but aren't you glad you have it?
I'm still paying it off. and I'll pay it off till I'm dead if it means that I can ride around in a lawnmower with deep bass, but still clear treble.
Yeah, that's Bose. That's Bose, baby.
That is Bose, baby, and those were the exact words I used. Those were the exact words I used when I came home with that, and the kids love it. I'll tell you. What.
Oh, I've seen you guys out on the road just walking the lawnmower just to have a blast.
I have to fight my kids to see who's going to do the chores sometimes. I wish they had a Hyundai dishwasher and a Hyundai toilet unclogger and so on and so forth, because the chores would get done.
That's actually a great idea. I might have to pitch that to my bosses, especially the toilet unclogger, because at the office, we are struggling. We're struggling. We got poop in the toilet and it's not going down. It's been a struggle.
Well, the irony that the Hyundai, I guess it's more of an overall dealership, but they have Hyundai lawnmowers.
We're a smaller, sadder part of the dealership. We are sort of put off to the side, but you're right.
Do not talk about my friend's place of work that way.
You're right. Steve-O, this is awesome. Thank you so much for calling me. You're really giving me a pump. You know, I've been sitting around all morning, wearing sweatpants and eating string cheeses. I've had 13 string cheeses just this morning because I don't want to cook anything else.
That's all?
That's God, I didn't even think of that way, Steve. Thank you. That's it. It's all protein. It's all protein. It's lean protein.
Oh, yeah. Mean protein.
Yes. Okay. But you know what? After our talk, I'm going to get up. I'm going to put on sweat shorts, and I'm going to go for a walk. I'm gonna put my ankle weights on. I'm gonna put my wrist weights on, and I'm gonna put my neck weight on, and I'm gonna go for a walk.
I think for those weights to work, how do I put this? It seems like they're just putting undue stress on parts of your body. Posture wise, ever since you got those weights, I am noticing a little bit of a shift.
No, well, that's a good shift. That's a good shift. Flamingo is the new look.
Well, if that's true, then you are the guy. I don't know what the new look is, but if it is flamingo, then you are the guy.
Well, I'm eating lots of shrimp. I'm turning pink, and I'm doing it.
And it stinks when you walk by your house.
It does stink. It does stink. I poop on the lawn. Can I ask you a question?
I am an open book.
What did you really call about today? I know you started with the whole Trump arrest thing, but I feel like I'm sensing something else in your voice. I know we kind of ran on me, but what's going on? Are you okay?
I'm going to be honest with you. The wife and kids went on a vacation, and I thought, hell.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
It's the first day they've been gone. We're 3 hours into it. I paced around the house for a few hours. Put on last night's ball game, cooked up a pretty burnt sausage patty. Ooh,
sounds delicious. Breakfast.
Yeah. Burnt eggs, burnt sausage patty. Delicious. Lipton hot tea, steeped for about 2.5 hours. And now I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, you've done all the regular stuff. That's everything you did is exactly what I would have done first. Make yourself a sausage. Did you read Road and Track yet? Did you look at the cars?
Twice. Yeah. I'm really loving some of the new stuff that that Honda is doing here.
Oh my God, Honda, it's like the freaking Lexus of the West is what I always say. Hondas are good enough.
West of where? What are you talking about when you say that?
Well, you know how people always say Stanford is the Harvard of the West. I don't know. I guess I was just doing that.
I see.
Yeah.
Because Honda's east of where's Lexus made even?
Well, I think they're both from Japan, you know, but I don't know. One could be west of the other. I don't know. And you're right. Really,
I don't want to.
Really, you could always go west and end up there.
Oh, don't I know that?
Well, we remember.
But yeah, I read a couple of those. I love what they're doing with the CRV. I love what they're doing with the CRV. Oh,
gorgeous.
Really gorgeous. If they could do a CRV lawnmower, I would never buy from someone else because I love what the Hyundai's doing. But
I might have to quit my job if a CRV lawnmower comes out, or at least transfer over to Hyundai.
And I would fully support you in that decision.
Well, what are we going to get? What are we going to do for you? Are you feeling some existential dread, or are you just bored?
Well, I thought I resented my wife and kids. My whole life, I've thought that.
Of course.
They're always just...
They make you do stuff.
You hear of yes men, they're no men. Mm-hmm. You know, and you got to do things that you don't want to. You got to eat places you don't want to. You got to go sit on the couch at the mall where they do their shopping.
Ugh.
And here I am with them gone, and I'm like, well, what the hell does a guy do with himself?
What is this?
What do you think George Clooney, before he got hooked up, before he got the handcuffs put on him, what do you think he would do from day to day to stay excited?
What would Clooney do? You know my bracelet, WWCD. What would Clooney do?
When you got it, I was like, let me get one. You said, I'm not going to tell you who I got it from. I was like,
well, I got to be honest. I got a little worried when he married that broad. You know, he married that lady. What is she, a UN advisor and a top thinker in Europe or something like that? It's like, dude, you're giving up your life, man.
If George Clooney wants to get married, I mean, is that the end of it for bachelors?
Yes. I mean, hey, if George Costanza wants to get married, I get it, okay? Because he needs somebody. Clooney doesn't need anybody. He's got everybody needing him.
That's right. And all of a sudden, he hits an age and he says, I'd love to be married to somebody. And not just anybody, someone who challenges him. Somebody who's successful and busy, and you know, it really made me think, and I sent Clooney some angry mail that mm-hmm. I regret.
Yeah, I mean, we all regret it. We all regret it. We've all sent him angry mails, and we all regret it because he's the guy. We know it. And I think, honestly, Clooney would have gotten his ass in the car. I think he would have either put the top down or at least all the windows. And I think he would have found a road in town to drive as fast as he can. Yeah. That's what I think he would do. And if that's an option for you, I think you should do it.
Well, you know what happened with me. Is I thought I got a convertible, but it was a lower half convertible.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was basically a lemon. I think it was an accident where they made
it. Well, the top half is rock hard and the bottom opens up and lets wind blow right up your shorts.
It's a drop bottom convertible. And it was definitely looking back, a midlife crisis buy.
But to me, fake advertising, because it should say bottom be huge. And I honestly think fake advertising should be capitalable punishmentable.
Oh,
it should be punished by death. If you trick me into buying something that I didn't mean to buy, I should get to kill you, or at least decide that you get killed.
Yeah, you don't have to be the one doing the killing, but somebody has to kill someone who lies like that.
Because
there has to be a set of laws that we abide by. If corporations can lie to us, then what else does that mean?
Who else? Seriously, I don't get. I mean, I live my life a quarter pounder at a time. That's because of marketing, and I know it.
Yes.
But it's true.
And that marketing is accurate, and it works. And if you live your life a quarter pounder at a time, you will be happy during that time you're eating the quarter pounder.
You know what's crazy about a quarter pounder?
What?
It makes you gain more than a quarter of a pound. You eat quarter pounders, and you're only putting a quarter of a pound into your body, but then your body is raising over a pound for me personally.
Yeah, you're gaining about a pound per quarter pounder.
Something like that.
That doesn't seem right, does it? Where is that going? Because your body is working to digest. That should. I read somewhere, I think the paper, that your body, the digestion alone loses weight.
Hey, did they lift the ban?
No.
I remember you couldn't get the paper for a while. Are they letting you back in on the info?
No. I had abused the write-in opinion and editorial process to an extreme.
Oh, come on. That seems pretty subjective.
I agree. And it all came from the stop sign thing where I thought they were putting too many stop signs on my street. That's the face I would have liked to make.
When is this bureaucracy going to end?
It
was too many stop signs. One stop sign per mile, way too many.
Way too many. And so what I did is I made my own little go signs and I put them on the stop signs. And I rode in and I said, I was like the Zodiac, but I was doing it with stop signs. I was like, you'll never catch me.
The Zodiac. This is my go zone.
I'm the Zodiac. Welcome to my go zone. And within 30 seconds of receiving the letter, the police were on my doorstep.
You know why? Because they're threatened. They see someone who could change society in a heartbeat and they have to snuff them out.
They have to.
Just one match can burn an entire bridge. You know what I mean?
That's so right. It's like that movie Set It Off.
Dude, yes. 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 Dude, yes.
Absolutely. I'm so glad I called you.
Me too, man. We don't connect like this enough.
I was twiddling my thumbs here. I think maybe I had checked my carrots like 6 times outside. They still haven't sprouted. And it was like, all right, well, I got 10 hours left in the day.
God.
Called my wife, told her I didn't tell her anything. I asked her where we keep the cups. And she said, in the cupboard. And I said, no, the big cups. You know, the ones I like.
Oh, the big daddy cups. Uh-huh. The big daddy cup. You know I'm only drinking from one cup.
Oh, yeah. And she said, well, you haven't washed the Big Daddy cup in a while, so I put it in the dishwasher. And I said, the dishwasher, that thing is
no
crap. It's ruin
a stainless steel. I
should have three-wayed you on the call.
Oh my God.
From your words to my wife's ears, it is a stainless steel cup. It's ruined in the dishwasher.
Unbelievable.
I'm scraping residue off. The big cup is ruined.
Again, I don't want to. I know this is your wife, and I know that I just learned about this, but I don't. I think it should be punishable by capital punishment. That's what I think. I know it's your wife, and I don't mean that, but I just learned what that meant, and I think you should be able to do that if someone ruins your cup.
I wish I disagreed with you. I really do. And I don't, I don't think she should get it now, not knowing that that was a law, but right. I think that the law should be in place so that if it does happen, you can point to it.
It should be three strikes.
Somebody with the chair or something like that.
It should still be three strikes. But once you know, you know. I mean, I had a stainless steel cup and my freaking family kept washing it, dinging it, denting it, the whole thing. It just wasn't working good enough. I had to get a cast iron mug. And now, and it's not just a mug, it's a 44 ouncer. So if my wife ever puts that in the dishwasher with soap, I swear to God, I'll kill myself.
Well, if that goes in the dishwasher soap, someone's got to die.
Someone does. I couldn't do it to her, but I couldn't live in a world where my cast iron mug got washed.
Are you kidding me with that? It's the one thing we know about cast iron. No, yes. Soap. What'd you season that with, by the way? Is it a fully seasoned mug?
Oh, it's fully seasoned. Yeah. Olive oil, grapeseed oil. You know, I up it. I up it as I go. I start with the most tolerant oils and work the seasoning all the way up to the least tolerant oil, which is EVOO, the extra virgin.
Oh,
and I'll
yeah.
cook pancakes in my mug. You know, I'll cook a steak in my mug. And I'll just do that with the coffee. It's awesome. It's so awesome. You know, I can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner in one sip.
Sold. This sounds incredible. And I'd seen some guys walking around with the cast iron, holding it at their waist because it's hard to keep up close to your mouth for a long period of time because it's mm-hmm. so heavy.
Right.
And I thought, is this for me? And once again, you are a salesman. You sold me the Hyundai lawnmower when all I wanted was some shears. And now my wife ruins my Coleman, and here you are selling me on a cast iron mug.
Well, what I really want, and I don't have this yet, but I really want it. I want the pram. I want the cast iron pram so that it looks like you're walking a baby, but really your cast iron is in there with a piping hot cup of Joe and fried rice. And you're walking your fried rice down the block and you're taking bites, you're taking sips, you're cooing at it like it is a baby, so you're getting nice attention.
It's really great. You're walking and you're walking if it's a fried rice. Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's a genius idea.
And everybody's coming up and people are making way for you because you've got your baby and you're going on the plane and everyone's letting you on first. And it's like,
it's genius. And it's a delicious smelling baby.
And everyone's like, that baby smells like coffee and fried rice. I love this idea.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, that's something you could do today. You could go down to the, you could go down to the kitchen warehouse store and buy everything they got.
That's a great idea. Yeah. The kitchen warehouse store is awesome down at the outlets.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's at the outlets. I would never pay retail. No.
I'll wake my kids up at 5 a.m. on a Saturday. Because it's a 3.5 hour drive to the outlets. And I'll say, we've got to be first to the outlets. Let's go. When I was your age, we were always up at 5 a.m. This should be exciting to you. And I'll drag their asses to the outlets. And I'll say, look, when we get there, you can split a lemonade. You can split a huge lemonade and whatever's left over from the Auntie Anne's dippers.
Yeah, that you get.
I'm driving and I'm hungry.
Yeah, and they're driving me crazy in the freaking back seat, probably.
Well, I tell you this, they are driving me crazy, but the second they're gone, you wonder what they're up to.
Steve, I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm the same way. I'm a big sloppy mess the second I'm alone. I'm so sorry.
I went to my court date today. I forgot to tell you I had a court date this morning because I slashed that umpire's tires, and they caught me. It was on security camera.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
they're gonna hang it on you too, aren't they? Gosh dang it!
Yeah, they will put all of this town's crimes on one scapegoat. You know,
did you connect with any of the jurors? Because surely there's some anti-umpire jurors.
Oh, that's when I had to fire my lawyer. Is I wanted to go on the anti-umpire route, and he said we have to stick with the facts, and I said I'll self-represent, and lo and behold, wow. His brother-in-law is an umpire. And so I voted for a mistrial.
Of course. I bet you the jurors are referees, umpires, officials, officiants. I bet you're just getting screwed by rule followers.
They wanted to try me in the Brooks District. And I said, Brooks, it's all umpires. It is all refs. Umpires, we all know that they all live in that district. And so I tried to get the trial moved, but they said, well, that's where your crime was because it was an umpire's car.
I'll tell you where I want the trial. I want the trial in a Brooks Stone. Those are my people. Somebody who wants to spend their money on gadgets that are useless. Those are my people.
I want the trial in a Brooks Stone. I want the jury the verdict read on one of those things that tells you what time it is, but it's flashing. It looks like it's from a Blade Runner movie. It's like a laser time.
Yes. I've been saying this for years. The legal system should exist at the mall. It's where we are for everything else.
It's where we are for everything else. And yet why? We can't have court at the mall.
Why? Oh, instead it's better to have a Bath and Body Works. A place that I'm not allowed in?
And that is ridiculous because you smell just as much as everybody else does.
More. I need the store more. And they said samples are not half the bottle. It's like, well, they are when you're this size.
Uh-huh.
When you're my size, I need more lotion. And I'm dehydrated.
Oh, and so what? You couldn't drink it? Is that what you're saying?
I couldn't drink it and I couldn't slather it. It was like, why are the sample bottles out here if they're not to be used?
Bath and Body doesn't work is what I would say to them if you get a chance to.
Okay, Steve, you're having a good day, dude. You're fine. That was hilarious.
I really wish my family hadn't left town the day of my trial. I really do. I could have used their support.
I bet. Gosh.
Hearing you gas me up like this makes me excited. And I shouldn't even use the words gas me up because they are trying to give me the death penalty for this. They're trying to give me the chambers. So I think it's
ridiculous. Maybe I support the liberal use of that solution, but that's ridiculous for you.
It's like we push so hard for capital punishment for certain things, and yes. then they do it, and they do it
you?
To me.
No,
because I slashed wrong. An umpire's tires while he was driving his car.
That should be the rule. You get capital punishment automatically if your hat bill is shorter than 3 inches. That way they just get them all. They just kill every umpire who has a little tiny, tiny hat.
And here's what they would do, because they're so clever, is they'd start wearing bigger hats. And we'd say,
Nice
try, cut the bill, go to jail.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, we might catch a few hot dog on a stick employees by accident, but, you know, who cares?
Hot dog on a stick employees. We'll catch some balding daddios that play jazz, but...
Unemployment solved. Unemployment solved. Those are vacant positions to be filled now.
I don't want to lose all the jazz daddios because I like to go down to the BB Kings when I'm in New Orleans or wherever there's a BB Kings and see the daddios play. And, you know,
well, and then we always get the plate of BB rings, which are fantastic onion rings.
Boy, that's what if I do get.
Don't cry.
Well, if I do get the chamber, I do want my last meal to be BB rings.
You know what's ironic? You want to know what BB King's last meal was?
What?
Salmon. Salmon.
King salmon?
No.
Wow.
Little salmon.
Wow.
He was trying to be good. He should have just had some BB rings.
For your last meal, I guess he didn't know because
he
wasn't killed. But
he didn't know. He didn't
once
know.
You hit a certain age, I mean, talk about having the blues. Salmon is your last meal when you could be having BB rings?
He's up in heaven just dreaming about BB rings. You know he is. With the dippins?
If there is a heaven, I hope BB King's up there finally eating the meal he wants.
Me too. Hey, you know what, Steve? I feel like you need to cheer up. Can I pick you up and take you out to dinner?
Yes. I'd be missing court, but I think I'm going to lose this trial anyway, so I might as well get a nice meal with you.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be there if you're going to lose. They'll just send you the verd.
Oh, is that how it works? That's great. So, yeah, let's grab a bite. What are you in the mood for? Obviously, I know what, but, you know, the nearest BB King's is a 13-hour drive.
Right. I was thinking for something in that BB King's BB Rings universe. I don't know. Johnny Rockets, Tony Roma's.
Awesome.
What about Dick's Last Resort?
And I'm in. I can't wait.
This is going to turn our day around. I can't wait. Because you know what else they wear? A tiny little hat sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's see if they get killed, too. I will be the, you know what I look like, but I'll be the guy on my porch in a Hawaiian shirt, cargo shorts, and Tevas.
All right. Same thing every day. I can't wait to see you, buddy. I'll be buying, you live next door, so I'll be buying 30 seconds.
I can't wait to see you. Will you be bringing the lawnmower or the regular car?
I figured we'd take the lawnmower if that's cool with you.
I was praying.
All right, Steve-O, I am outside.
All right, see you soon.
Okay.
Ooh, baby, that thing's gassed up.
Dick's Last Resort, here we come.
Whoa, folks, it was a too bad for Mad Dog. Do we end these episodes with us talking normally? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. This one's a yes. Thanks for listening, Ryan. Thanks for making me laugh.
Dan, same to you. It's always good to laugh with my buddy and to share our laughter with our patrons. Thank you so much for the continued support. Really does mean so much to us. This is our job, and we really appreciate that you guys are helping us out to do the thing that we love to do.
Just like the public servants, just like what we do with public servants, you pay our salary.
Yeah. You got everybody supporting us as patrons are just like the Medicis or the Medicis back in the day. Art must be supported.
Wow, that's exactly right. We're Da Vinci, you're Medici, and the beautiful art is being created from our relationship here. So thank you so much. Thanks to Brian Holmes. Thanks to Andy Wu. Thanks to Casey Trela. No thanks to the idea of allergies, which have me all stuffed up here. I've done this at the end of this podcast.
Oh, I hate it for you, buddy. I hope you get over them soon.
I appreciate it. And I will see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are the man now. Dog, you are the man now.